Good morning. God bless you. And we're thankful and grateful that we're back together again here at the Spoken Word to bring you the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to say thank you for tuning in once again, wherever you may be. We just want to have fun and joy and love and power in the Holy Ghost. I'm Pastor Darrell Simmons, the under-shepherd of Spoken Word Church, here located at 15413 First Avenue Court South, here in the Tacoma Spanaway area where Jesus Christ is Lord. We want to say thank you to all the Spoken Word family during COVID-19. We thank God for your love and your support. We pray that you will continue to follow the pattern of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we may continue to stand on the Word, believe in His Word, and all the promise are yes and amen to them that believe. To our beloved brothers and sisters throughout the world that stand for God's glory, God's righteousness, peace be unto you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. May your joy be fulfilled and may everything that God promised unto you come unto you, providing that they're in the will of the Father. I want to say thank you to my beloved wife, First Lady April Simmons, and my son, Darrell Jr., and my daughter, Dominique. God bless you. We pray that you continue to follow the pattern and the love of our Father, Jesus Christ. And to our mother in the faith, Pastor Valerie Holcomb and her family, God bless you. The Christian House of Prayer, Cathedral of Central Texas, we say salute you in the name of the Lord. God bless you. Well, we're back together once again to share the living word of God, and I'm so excited to be with you once again. We started a teaching on last week, standing on the word of God, standing on the word of God. I want to remind you, as I remind myself, from the book of Psalms 139, picking it up in the 17th verse, And what this is really saying, how God thinks about us every day of our life. You know, God, He gave His only begotten Son to come into the world to die for humanity's sake. And for that reason alone, you and I must know how important we are to God. God desires that we know how important that He thinks about us every day. There's not a time when the Lord does not think about us. And in the book of Psalms, in the 139 and the 17th chapter, says, how precious also are they, are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. That's saying you ought to be thankful and I ought to be thankful that God, the real God, the God of love, the God of hope, the God of peace, the God of joy, that He sits on the throne, but He's never too busy in everything that He does to think about you and to think about me, because we're loved by Him. He cherishes us. So you and I must know our self-worth, that God loves us enough to think about us each and every day of our lives. Glory to God. I'm so thankful and grateful for that in the name of Jesus, and you ought to be too. So let's continue to learn about standing on the Word of God, possessing the promises of God. But today we want to hone in on the God of promise. God, in His own authority, has made promises. In the eyesight and like of humanity, man can make a promise, but also man cannot uphold the promises that he or she make. Yes, that's humanity, male and female alike. It's only God Himself is a reliable God that will never fail in making His promises to us. As we read last week in the book of Joshua, in Joshua 1 and 8, He told Joshua to observe the book of the law and that it shall not depart, that he ought to observe to do all that is written in the Word of God. And then He says, you will find good success and it will make your way prosperous. We understood and we studied that word prosperous means just to do better than you were doing the day before, that you are prospering, you're moving forward, because God is a God of forward motion, forward action. He wants you to move forward. That's why in the Word of God it says old things are passed away, all things become new. You are new in Christ to move forward in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So when we look at the Word of God, we know that God promises is the only reliable thing that you and I can count on. And in order for us to understand how important the Lord's faithfulness is, you and I must recognize that He is the God of peace, the God of life, and that we ought to totally depend upon Him and all His promises. The Bible is filled of God's promises, but most important of all things, we ought to remember how many there are, but not only that, but the true fact that God keeps every promise that He makes unto you and me in the name of Jesus. Let's turn to our foundational text in this particular part of our teaching. We're going to look at the book of Hebrews, the Bible in the book of Hebrews. That is the New Testament, the book of Hebrews. We're going to the book of Hebrews. And let's turn to the 10th chapter. That's the book of Hebrews. It comes right after Titus. And then you go to the book of Hebrews, just chapter 10 in the book of Hebrews. Glory to God. Are you excited to be here this morning? And I'm excited to be with you today as well in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank You for the holy written word. We thank You that You are the God of promise. We thank that You are the God of peace. And Father, by nature of the Holy Spirit, we ask that ears would be open to hear with us as of the Holy Spirit. God, we know that You are able to do all things and that You have all power. And Father, my prayer and my declaration that men and women around the world that hear this message will come to know You in a deeper revelation, a deeper understanding, and they will build a personal relationship with You, knowing that You think about them daily. And they too must understand that You are the God of promise and that You will never leave them nor forsake them, and that we give You praise and that we give You honor and we magnify Your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. To God be the glory. Thank You. So let's look here in Hebrews chapter 10 and let's pick it up in the 22nd verse. The 22nd verse, Hebrews chapter 10, the 22nd verse. He says right here, let's go to 21. Let's go to verse 19. Hallelujah. I won't go back anymore. Glory to God. It's just so good that we got to do a lead into this here teaching. And we're dealing with standing on the Word of God. Standing on the Word of God. And if you can remember last week when we was talking about standing on the Word of God, we read in John 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we stand on the Word, and when we stand on the Word, we stand on the promises of God, because God's Word makes promises unto us in the name of Jesus. And you ought to know that you are part of God's plan. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for me. And we're all part of God's plan when we stand on the Word of God. Hallelujah. Let's read here in the book of Hebrews from the King James Version of the Bible. It says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He have consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, having a high priest over the house of God. Here it is, 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, drawing near to God with a true heart, with a full assurance of faith. Full assurance of faith is fully believing and trusting the promises of God. Fully believing and trusting the promises of God by standing on the word of God. 22 again. Let us, notice it didn't say just me. It says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, with the water of the word of God, cleansing us, ensuring us that we're walking in righteousness, that we're walking in the word of God, that we're walking in the power of God in the name of Jesus. 23 says, and he comes and tells us, let us hold fast. Let us hold on. Let us cling to. Let us stand fast. Let us believe. He says, let us hold fast the promises. Let us hold fast the professions. What is that? What we speak out of our mouth. Standing on the word of God, what we speak out of our mouth. Let us hold fast the professions of our faith. Here it is, without wavering. What is the wavering? As we look out on the waters and we look out on the seas, we see the waters wave. They go up and down. They go in and out. They're not steady. But God says for us not to waver. Let us be assured of this. And then he says, for he is what? Faithful. At the close of that, he says, for he is what? Faithful that what? Promised. If God made a promise, he is faithful, true, and just to fulfill all of his promises to you and to me. So there's nothing that you will be slighted of, nothing that you will be shortchanged of, nothing that you will be left out of if it's the promise of God. Well, you might say, well, God hasn't blessed me like he has blessed someone else. Maybe that's not what God wants to bless you with. But guess what, my beloved? God will bless you. And when God bless you, you must know and I must know that it is the promise of God to bless you the way that he desires to bless you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You ought to be excited about this. This is what God wants us to do, and this is how God wants us to be. He wants us to stand on the word of God and not just stand, just to stand on any word. Glory to God. Paul teaches us that. Paul teaches that. He taught the Corinthians in Galatians. He was teaching them to be truthful to the word of God and stand on the word of God. Let's go to the book of Colossians. Let's go to the book of Colossians and let's begin to read what Apostle Paul was teaching. Because Paul taught them, because there were some things that was arising in the community, in the city. And Paul was letting them know how to be faithful, how to stand on the word of God, and that God's word is true. And there will be many things that will come up against you to try to pull you away from the word of God. You can remember, and I can remember, back in the days before we was truly and faithfully saved, as it says here, let us hold fast in verse 23 to the professions of our faith without wavering. One part of our life, and we know that we can look back on life, but we thank God to where we are right now today, standing on the fullness of God's holy written word. Back then, you can say that I was wavering. I didn't trust God like I know how to trust him today, because the heart was not fixed right, trusting in the Lord, believing all the promises of God, because we was clinging to what the world was saying that was against God. The Bible says if they knew what they were doing, they would not have crucified the Son of God. If they knew what they were doing, they would not have crucified the Son of God. But I thank God today that we know what we are doing. You and I both know that what is right and that which is wrong. And that's why you and I can stand on the Word of God. God says that He came to give you and me life and life more abundantly. So therefore, we stand on the right side, that we'll be in the righteous way, standing in the righteous will, and knowing that we will see the right promises of God. So let's look here in the book of Colossians. Let's go here in the first chapter, in the first verse. Look at this. It says, Paul, that's Paul, he's an apostle of Christ by what? The will of God. And Timothy, our brother, to God's holy people in Colossia, the faithful brothers and sisters, well, in Christ. He said to God's holy people, that means God's people that stand on God's word, he's speaking to them. And then he says, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ. Paul says, grace and peace to you from God our Father. Grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God. He says we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Glory to God. We thank God for you. We thank God for you that you stand in the Word of God and in the will of God and that you speak what God says. Because we know, as again, the promises of God are yes and amen. Look at what Paul is teaching. Again, he says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Why is that? Because we have heard of your faith in Christ and of the love you have for all God's people. Glory to God. That's exciting that the Apostle Paul, he's giving them accolades because he heard of their faith. He heard that they were standing on the Word of God, that they was not wavering to hear and believe any other thing but the Word of God. But my beloved brothers and sisters, history will show us that they were surrounded by many different countries and many different cultures that were sharing the wisdom of God, but they had decided not to take on the wisdom of any other country, any other culture, but of the Holy Spirit. That means that you're standing on the Word of God. There are many things that you and I can believe in. But most important, we are to believe in the Son of God, the true living God, which is Jesus Christ, the one that died and shed his blood for all humanity, because he's not a respecter of a person. Do you hear that? Not a respecter of a person. Look at this. We continue to go on. He says again in verse 4, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from, he says, that spring from hope, stored up for you where? In heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. I'm bringing you the true message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not bringing you any other word but the Word of God. It's the true message. It's the unadulterated Word of God that is written by inspiration of God to come to you to believe in God, to hold fast to the promises of God, knowing that you're standing on God's Word and that we're walking with the God of promise, the God of promise. God has promised that He will never leave you nor forsake you, nor has He seen the righteous forsaking or begging for anything. Glory to God. We all can share alike because God thinks about us daily and constantly. Look at what the Apostle Paul continues on to say. Paul says here in verse 6, that has come to you, here it is, in the same way that the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day that you heard it and truly understood God's grace. the day that you truly heard it. See, why did Paul say the day that you truly heard it? Look at what it says back here. Back here in the book of Hebrews. It says back here in the book of Hebrews in 21. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance. And Paul says right here, I love this because it's bearing witness that we stand on the word of God. He says right here again, in the same way the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, the gospel is not slowing down. Because of COVID-19, the gospel is not slowing down. The gospel is still being heard throughout the whole world. As we're teaching God's word right now today, from spoken word to you and your family, and praying that the gospel will spread around the whole world, that it be truth, that people will hear God, believe God, trust God, and obey God, because God thinks about you daily. You're on his mind. You're on his heart. You are precious to him. And he says again right here, throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. He says, since the day you heard it and that you truly understood God's grace. Now, you can hear, but then are you hearing by the grace of God? Now, let's go to the book of Romans. Let's go to the book of Romans. Let's look at this. In the book of Romans, let's see here. In the book of Romans, hallelujah, in the book of Romans, let's go with the 17th verse. Because you can hear, but then there's a different type of hearing. He says right here in the book of Romans, and we want to see this. It says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. It says, therein is the righteousness of God revealed. I say again, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. So revealing means unfolding. Revealing means that something was covered, but now it's being revealed. He says, since you have heard and understood. So one particular time, they just heard, but they didn't understand. So here he says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to what? Faith. The righteousness of God is unfolding, revealing, and it goes from one level to the next level. And then he says, as it is written, where are we talking about? What are we dealing with? We're dealing with standing on the word of God, our God of promise. He says, as it is written, the just shall what? Live by faith. Living by faith is living by the word of God. Believing and trusting God for the manifestation for that which he says in his word. Can you agree with me? If you agree, say hallelujah, amen. Bring the book. And 18 tells us here. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed well from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. He says, the wrath of God. That means that you and I stand on the word of God. We don't have to deal with somebody that's going against God or someone that's coming up against us because we are the righteousness of God. God holds fast to the promises that he will protect us, he will guide us, and that he will lead us in dark times, in devilish times, in the evil times, in all kind of dire temptation. God will direct us as we stand on the word of God, believing the promises of God, walking towards the possessions of God, observing the book of the law, that it comes out of our mouth day and night, and God will lead us to the right way, the right path, and the righteousness of his son, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. I'm excited about that. Look at this. He says, for the wrath of God is revealed where? From heaven. That means that you and I don't have to fight. It's the wrath of God that is revealed from heaven. And then he says, against all what? Ungodliness, things that's not like God, things that go against God, people that speak against you, people that speak against me, people that speak against what you believe in and how you trust and how you walk and that you uphold the promises of God. Because why? You have a revelation that has been revealed to you that the Word of God is your foundation. Many might don't believe the way you believe, but that doesn't stop you from trusting God. Paul tells us right here. And then he says, against unrighteousness, go back to 9:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of what? Men. Do what you see that word men? That could be humanity, male and female alike, against all unrighteousness of men who hold the truth. Listen what it says, who holds the truth in unrighteousness. Who holds the truth in unrighteousness, holding the word of God, standing on it in their own belief and not believing the word of God like it says for us to believe. And then 19 tells us, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God have what? Showed unto them, let's go 20, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the whole world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, and even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Do you see that? God says that there's no excuse because I'm revealing the word of God to you. And I'm letting you know that man will stand on what they believe, but if they're not believing in the man, Christ Jesus, who has the plan. God sent him to the world with the plan. And the plan was to bring all humanity back unto the glory of God by standing on the word of God and believing in the promises of God. As Paul says, we love you and continue to pray for you because we heard of your faith. Until you became to understand. See, there is an understanding. And the understanding can't be given by me. The understanding of God's word has to be engrafted into you by way of the Holy Spirit to stand on the word of God. I'm just a messenger. I have to believe like you believe. I don't have more faith than what you have. I have to believe the Bible is the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I too must believe that standing on the word of God will reach me to possess things and grab a hold to the promises of God, providing that I keep upholding the word of God. Do you hear that, my beloved? And you are beloved by God. God loves you constantly and daily. In the name of Jesus. Now let's go back to the book of Colossians in the first chapter where Paul is teaching and Paul is preaching and Paul is telling them how much he appreciates them in the name of Jesus. Look at this. Let's continue to go. Back in chapter 1, we're dealing with God of the promise. Because God will promise you and God has never failed, or will he ever forsake you and I in anything? Because he's the God of truth, he's the God of love, and he's a loyal God in the name of Jesus. Aren't you glad that we serve a loyal, loving God in the name of Jesus? Because there are many gods in the world. There are many gods in the world, but we know the only true living God and Jesus Christ the Son. And he goes on to say right here in verse 7, you learn it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. See, there are things that you can learn. You can learn from someone who is a faithful brother, a faithful sister. How can you know that they're a faithful brother and faithful sister? The Bible teaches us and it tells us Know them that labor amongst you. Know them by their fruit. We say this all the time, and my mom used to say it, my grandmother used to say it, if you plant an apple tree and you nourish the ground that which you plant the seed, what should come out of the ground and what should grow up to be a tree is an apple tree. Now, if you plant an apple seed and you nourish the ground, but what comes up out of the ground is a peach tree, then it's not the right seed that you planted. You get my drift. Glory to God. So what I'm saying, if the word of God is planted truthfully, then the word of God will take root and come out truthfully. That means the word of God will be preached. The word of God will be taught. The word of God will be upheld. And it will not just be for self-gain, self-righteousness, but it'll be for the righteousness of Christ for them to believe. Do you hear that? So you ought to understand that the word of God is true. The word of God is coming forth. The word of God is being taught is the word of truth. And it's coming to you from the throne room of God by his holy word in the name of Jesus. And then Paul continues to go on here. He says in verse 9, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continue to ask God to fill. This is it. I love this. We're talking about the God of promise standing on the word of God. Paul says it clearly right here. He says, for this cause, there is a cause. And we all must come to the rising of the cause. Paul says it clearly. He says, for this cause, we also, since the day that we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you. And do not cease that you might be filled. Paul says, I want you to be filled. But filled with what? There's a lot of things that a person can be filled with, but Paul is directing to be filled. He says to be filled with the knowledge. The knowledge of what? His will. Who is his will? God's will. The will of his son, Jesus Christ. To be filled with the knowledge of his will. To be filled with the knowledge of his word. To be filled with the Holy Spirit. To be filled to know that the promises of God and the possessions of God belongs to you as long as you and I are in the will of God. May peace be unto you. He says it again right here. For this cause we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom. He says the knowledge of his will, we're talking standing on the word of God. In the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom, not just only wisdom, and spiritual, my God, my God, my God. He says, and spiritual what? Understanding. Spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding. He says, faith come by hearing what? Hearing by the word of God. Spiritual understanding. We know when faith comes by hearing, we're hearing by what is taught through the natural reading of the word is the logos, is the Greek word logos, meaning the written word of God. But then there's a deeper understanding which God gives you the understanding, and that understanding is the revelation that God is speaking to you directly through the word of God to where you get a spiritual understanding to stand on the word of God. Say, I would not be moved. I would be not thrown. I would be not shaking. I'm standing on the word of God because I received the revelation that God is for me and who and what can be against me. I'm standing on the word of God. I know I have a God that has promised me. I know that God will give me the desires of my heart because I'm in the will of God. And God thinks about me every day according to Psalms 139 and 17, God thinks about you every day. The Bible says that he nor sleeps, nor does he slumber. God thinks about you, my beloved brother and sister. Glory to God. We're excited about God loving us, God believing in us, God trusting in us, and God giving his holy written word to us by way of his son, Jesus Christ, that we can stand up and be strong, that we can lift up our hands and say glory to God to the highest. In the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God in the highest. Do you see that? In the highest. Because he says, heaven takes care of the unrighteous and the ungodly. If we stand on the word of God. And then in 19 and 20, go to 20, he says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, having made peace in your mind, peace in your heart, peace in the way that you live, peace in the way that you move, peace in the way that you have your being, peace knowing that you're standing on the word of God and that you're standing with the God of promise. Glory to God. He says, and having made peace through the blood of